Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. 10 American sailors are reported missing and 5 injured after the U.S. Navy destroyer USS John S. McCain collided with a merchant ship east of Singapore near the Strait of Malacca. U.S. 7th Fleet said in a statement early Monday that the guided missile destroyer collided with a Liberian-flagged tanker ship, Ulnik MC, at about 6:20 a.m. local time. The McCain was headed to Singapore for a routine port visit at the time of the incident. The McCain sustained significant damage to its hull, but arrived hours later under its own power at Singapore's Changi Naval Base. Singapore's Maritime and Port Authority said the Ulnik also sustained damage, but that there were no injuries among its crew. U.S. President Donald Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech Monday night. Trump will deliver an address at 1 UTC Tuesday from the military base at Fort Myer just outside of Washington. That's according to the White House. VOA will carry the president's speech live. On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Trump had made a decision on the new strategy in Afghanistan, but he did not disclose any details. Mattis said he was comfortable with the decision-making process.
I'm very comfortable that the strategic process was sufficiently rigorous and did not go in with a preset condition in terms of what questions could be asked or what decisions would be made.
Mattis said the strategy covered more than Afghanistan, that it was a full South Asia strategy. This is VOA News. Authorities in Spain said Monday they believe the driver responsible for the deadly ramming attack last week in Barcelona is a 22-year-old Moroccan man they've been searching for as the last member of a 12-person cell still at large. Catalan Interior Minister Joaquim Forn told Catalunya Radio that everything indicates Yunus Abayacub was behind the wheel of the van during the attack Thursday. Officials have raised the death toll from the incident to at least 15, with more than 100 others injured. Authorities have said they do not know if Abayacub is still in Spain. Police have arrested 4 of the suspects, while the rest were either killed by police or died in an explosion at a house on the day before the attack. Many of the suspects had connections to the northeastern town of Repol, one of the places where police have focused their investigation. The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. The drills draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for an invasion. A commentary in Sunday's edition of North Korea's state-run newspaper said U.S. President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are playing with fire by holding the drills and aggravating the already tense situation on the Korean Peninsula. Speaking at a cabinet meeting, Moon said Monday it is North Korea's continued provocations that make the military exercises necessary. More than 60% of voters in 3 key states that helped Donald Trump win the presidency now say they're embarrassed by him. Asked if Trump's conduct since taking office made them proud or embarrassed, 64% of voters in Michigan and Wisconsin and 63% in Pennsylvania say they've been embarrassed, according to NBC News Marist polls. The poll also showed that the president's approval rating in all 3 states has fallen below 40%. American comedy legend Jerry Lewis, who teamed up with the late Dean Martin before starring in his own movies, has died at age 91 at his home in Las Vegas. During the peak of their popularity, Martin and Lewis ruled nightclubs, radio, and then the box office with a breezy yet physical comedy act, reigning as the top draw at theaters from 1950 to 1956.
Laughter is our safety valve. Laughter helps us get through Sarajevo. It helps us get through the stupid things that politicians do. Laughter is our secret, most important device, is to laugh.
I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.